We know that the 1992 Constitution makes provision for the succession upon the death of a sitting president. Under Article 60, Clause 6, the president is succeeded by his vice president, and this requirement has been fulfilled. What, however, is not clear is how the next vice president is selected. This is a question that most Ghanaians are seeking an answer to. Victor Brobe is a research fellow and lawyer with the Ghana Center for Democratic Development. Now, Mr. Brobe, can you tell us what process can be undertaken in selecting a president, in selecting a vice president?
Thank you, and thank you for having me on the show. I think you're asking me what happens next in terms of the selection of the vice president. Well, there are two processes at work. There is a national process by which the vice president will now be selected by the newly sworn in president under Article 60, sections 10 and 11 of the Constitution. And it says there as well that the vice president will have to be essentially approved by the parliament. So it doesn't say, whether this would be by a supermajority or a supermajority decision. It just says that the person needs to be approved. So essentially what has to happen is that the person that will be selected by Mr. Mahama will need to obtain parliamentary approval, after which that person will assume position as the vice president of the Republic of Ghana. There are no time frames as to when this is supposed to happen by, but I guess one would expect that this should happen fairly soon, given that there are only about 5 months left in the tenure of this parliament, of this electoral cycle. The second process, of course, is the internal party process, where the ruling party has to go through the mechanisms that it normally takes to select a vice presidential candidate. And that is a separate issue that is largely known only to the NDC. But as far as the national process is concerned, the person selected by the new president has to be approved by parliament.
Now, will a new vice president come in with his own staff and special officers? And if this is so, what happens to the current staff at the vice presidency and the presidency?
Well, there is an existing infrastructure for the office of the vice president. There's an existing office, there's an existing residential accommodation, etc. So there will be something that you will come in to meet. It will depend really on the vice president. It will depend on the leeway that he is given by the sitting president. Given the time frame, given what's left in this current political cycle, I don't expect there to be wholesale changes. There certainly will be some changes, because one would assume that the president will assume the presidency with some of his existing staff. Maybe he'll keep some of his communication staff. Maybe he'll keep some of his administrative staff. So maybe staff that were serving John Mahama in his capacity as vice president will now assume office as in the same role as he takes over presidency. In which case, there'll be as the office of vice president, it will be filled, which will have to be filled by the incoming president.
Now, closely,
but I do not expect this to be considerable.
All right. Closely tied to these questions is the issue of entitlement. Now, the Constitution talks about what is to be given to a single-term or two-term president. What is not captured, however, is what happens when the president dies mid-term. Can you enlighten us?
I'm not hearing the question 100%. Are you asking whether or not the John Mahama can serve two terms in addition to the remainder of the 5 months that he has?
No, I'm asking about the entitlements of the late president. What happens if he dies midterm? He didn't serve a full term. What happens if he dies midterm?
Well, the Constitution is not 100% clear about what happens to his entitlements and to his benefits. But the entanglements and benefits are to a large extent personal to the president. They are personal to the president and to the extent that they are meant for the president to continue to live and exist in a certain way after he has left the office of the after he has left the presidential office. Now, in this case, as you know, he will not be serving that performing those functions that an ex-president will perform. He will not staff. He will not be in an office, etc. There certainly will be some impact on the kinds of benefits that would ordinarily be paid out to the to a president. It's because they are personal. Because a lot of them are personal. I would think one can reasonably assume that they will not get paid out substantially. However, I'm sure there are some other benefits which will get paid out as a result of his sudden departure from the presidency. Nevertheless, but I expect for a large number of them, actually personal to the life of an ex-president, they probably will no longer be available.
Thank you very much, Mr. Brube.
You are welcome.
You heard Victor Brube, a research fellow and lawyer with the Ghana Center for Democratic Development.